What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Ash is eating.
Nom nom nom.
Oh, wait.
That's a horrible sound as well.
Yeah, that's probably quite vile over the mic.
It is, isn't it?
Mm.
Done?
Which is why it's so clearly going in before the start of this episode.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 94.
Yeah.
Yeah. The podcast nobody listened to, hashtag not listening, part of the Barker Podcast Collection and the Podgods Network. I'm Adam.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus and...
and me.
And you're... What a weak intro. That's the weakest intro I've ever heard from you guys. We've just been off for about a month now.
Yeah, yeah, you're now, out of practice.
You're rusty, he said, but I don't want to know about your sex life. And Ash has got too many notes.
But that's because Ash has started going, I'll make a note of that, regardless of the quality.
I'm sure we can make something out of it. And get it wrong even in the note.
Leaves. There are leaves on trees. Must make a note about this.
Is what happened when we don't let him record for a month.
Looking at shit.
So yeah, but it's been a month for you guys, but obviously I've been still putting episodes out for the last three episodes.
Yeah, the one where you were just sitting there talking to the dog was quite painful.
I didn't talk to the dog for that long. It was like 10 seconds. That was 91, I think it was. But it did the pod, goddammit,
special. That's it. It is quite funny listening to you on your own, because you suddenly realise you just keep talking.
Yeah.
You think you stopped, but no, you just... I'm gonna keep talking now, and I don't really know why, and words are coming out, but there's actually no one here to say anything, so I'm just gonna continue this strange kind of verbal diarrhea. Oh, fuck. It's really quite entertaining, I like it.
Oh, good. That's why I do it.
But you sound so miserable when you're on your own.
I do realise that. I think it's because I am on my own.
No, the dog was there.
Yeah, but even that might have made it weirder, because the dog's staring at me going, why are you talking to yourself?
It's the fact that you're naked. That's the real
problem. That's probably why. And he's sitting there licking his bollocks. And he's like, what are
you
going to
say, licking yours?
Doesn't matter how much Bovril Adam smears on his...
But no, you think about it, a lot of like people in the radio business that do shows by themselves, they're not in a room by themselves. They've got producers and everything around. So when they're talking... they can see people wandering around doing stuff. Obviously, when I'm doing the podcast on my own, just to
the
fill the void.
The hoovering, not quite the same.
It's a little bit weird sitting around. I mean, there's podcasts I listen to out there which do shows by themselves.
Yeah.
And I was finding, like, I don't know if I could do a whole half hour, 45 minutes by myself. It would be a bit strange.
I certainly wouldn't listen.
I don't think I would. No one would be listening. So it would be. Could you do a podcast by yourself first?
Probably, I'd probably enjoy it, but that'd be in my own little world.
You could just keep talking, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And talking, and getting drunker, random and drunker.
No, I wouldn't be getting drunker and drunker, because I don't drink by myself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you would just be, like, sober rambling.
Sober rambling, yeah, but then you'll realise
how... Here's a question for you.
How normal I am.
You don't drink by yourself, but let's say you were doing this via Skype and doing a Google Hangout thing.
Hmm.
So the other person on the other end of the line is drinking. Are you on your own, or would you drink in that scenario? Weird as this seems, is the question.
It's valid.
Probably I would, yes, because it's live.
You're socialising.
Live socialising.
Well, then what you want to do then is you want to get on Twitter when you're at home, start tweeting people, and then you can drink. Say, I'm still chatting. So there's someone else on the other end. There's still someone there. It's fine.
I phoned the telephone banking service just so I could have a beer.
Talking clock. The talking.
It's the Podcast with Adam Wilt and the other bloke.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you've spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut! So yeah, you've been away for like a month. Well, so that shit sound crunches off mic. You've been away
I wouldn't call that off mic specifically.
Bloody noisy.
So wait, everyone knows what I've been up to, because obviously I've been doing a show. I went to the film screening of White Collar Hooligan 2 and met up with Rita and Rebecca and all that, and everyone's heard that story. And that, I think. If you listen to It's Not Soccer, we talk about it more.
I don't.
No, you won't. You don't listen to anything.
No.
But what have you been up to, Will?
I've been hitchhiking by the side of the road. I'm waiting for lorry drivers to come through. And then I sort of, when I get a ride, I sidle up to them and slowly push my hand down their legs. And if they bite, so to speak, I kill them.
So you've been whoring yourself out?
No, that's not whoring, that's murder.
Oh, so I didn't hear the killing bit at the end.
Didn't hear the killing bit.
You're getting too excited.
I'd already got the first bit in. And I was like, oh, he's a prostitute.
Yeah, I've been killing any lorry driver who will accept my advances.
Okay, well, Peter Sutcliffe, what about you?
I've not been doing anything near as fun as that.
It's fun, is it? Can we just say that Will is joking. He's not being serious. He hasn't actually killed anybody that we know of. Or has been found.
I'll put the pictures on Twitter.
Oh, can you imagine it? A serial killer on Twitter.
That would be fucked up, wouldn't it?
That would be scary.
Oh, it's entirely feasible. It's going to happen at some point.
Now you're putting people... Oh, blimey's fucking already taken that on now, isn't he? Yeah. Oh, start up a new account under a different name. A new character.
Stalky McSlash Slash.
Stalky McSlash. Sounds like he's having a theme tune. He's gonna go.
I think the Pink Panther music could do fine.
How about you, Ash? What you've been doing? It. Come on, you must be doing something. It's been a while.
Well, I've been lounging around at home a lot.
You're so lazy.
Yeah, I've been decorating the house.
Living the dream. Don't start talking about decorators, please. When you start talking about decorators, it's a nasty term.
I know. But it's all there. It's all good and it's all coming on, and soon we'll be able to actually record at my house.
We're going to record at Ashes. Well, what would that entail? Would it be exciting?
Well, it'd be a bit like doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd just be sitting in a different room.
Yeah.
More alcohol.
With me being able to just fall off the chair and sleep
there. Well, so basically he'll get far more pissed than you, make even less sense at the end of the recording.
That's... I very rarely get that drunk at home when I'm hosting.
Really?
I drink an awful lot, and if I'm doing a barbecue and stuff, I very rarely end up being drunk.
You're quite a clever little drunk.
I can be.
How patronising do you want to fucking sound?
Yeah, I'm only clever when I'm drunk.
Oh, and you're a clever little drunk.
You're a little drunk.
Who would you like me to tickle you under the chin?
But no, I can believe that. So
then you can say that I've accepted your advance and murder me.
You're in a dark mood tonight, and you will, I can tell. Just by your face.
A little bit.
He's ready to bring out all the darkness, and this is going to be a dark episode. Dark, dark, dark. 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 Episode. So, Ash, getting drunk. What are you doing? Why are you just sitting here?
Because I like to see you struggle now.
I was going to go with some of it, but
we want some monologues.
It's looking at you. I'm getting a little bit worried. I can start talking to my dog if I want to. I can just start rambling.
Your donkey.
I haven't got a dog. Jesus Christ, you are rusty, you two. You've kind of forgotten how to do a podcast.
Yeah. We're not the ones talking about our donkeys.
I didn't say donkey, I said dog. Oh, for fuck's sake.
He can't speak.
No. The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut, cut, cut.
We were in the pub last night.
What a surprise.
What a surprise. And our favourite little haunt. Playing lots and lots and lots.
Favourite little whore.
Haunt.
Haunt.
Donkey.
Donkey haunt. What?
Donkey haunt.
Yes, carry on, Ash.
I'm thinking of your donkey whore.
Nice ass. Nice ass.
Oh, nice. Whore.
Yeah, there wasn't a donkey whore in the pub last night. It was quite coincidental. Because in the background...
Coincidentally, there wasn't a donkey whore.
No. Oh, fuck it.
Come on, please sum up. Please tell us this coincidence. I'm fascinated to know where you're going.
The telly's in the pub, our BBC News on, and it's got all the subtitles, so they don't need the bloody sound coming over in a pub to drown out any music, which there wasn't, I don't think.
There was some music,
wasn't there?
Yes, I remember singing along to Elton John's Crocodile Rock. Do continue, yes. My boy.
I can see it happen. I can see that's the problem.
La, 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 la. That was well playing Paul trying to put me off my shot as I saw the black.
You still won.
You're a dirty player. Dirty player. A dirty player that still can't win.
Dirty player with donkey whore.
Donkey whore.
But no, we were talking about the subtitles that were going across the screen.
Oh, the conversations you two have.
And whether they were auto-generated or whether there was some poor little schlacky typing them in as we went. And I think just at that moment in time, we worked out that they were auto-generated or someone was having a very good laugh. They were talking about sort of renewable energy and all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Forestry.
Forestry, yeah.
Forestry.
Yep, and chipping all the wood down for making into Bernie stuff and all kinds of crap like that.
So he starts off so intellectual and then just turns into me.
It's just your presence. And it was just as they were doing that, they were talking about sort of renewable stuff. And it was, they were talking about cutting down trees and all of this kind of stuff. And when they actually got to say... We saved the bigger trees. It actually came up with the one word bigotry.
Bigotry, not in, bigger trees.
Not bigger trees, bigger tree. And it was just as we were talking about it, and there were quite a few people in the pub looking at that point in time, came out, it was a bit of a giggle.
So what the fuck's that got to do with a donkey?
You had to be there.
No.
Was there a donkey?
Who mentioned donkey?
You were saying it's a coincidence that it's a donkey whore.
No! I was saying it was coincidental that we were talking about it when they actually did a mess up.
Not if you actually watch it for any length of time, because generally they fuck up every other sentence.
Yeah, I don't normally have the subtitles on.
Yeah, you see, I used to drink in a pub on a Friday lunchtime and they'd always have that on and they'd fuck up every moment.
It's probably someone having a laugh because they get bored just spending the whole day typing.
It's voice recognition software. Yeah, like the Google thing that we're doing, right. The Android.
Yeah. So buy three, get three.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's fucking 80 of ours on the telly. Trying to generate my speech.
That could be funny. We should try it.
What do you mean?
Get you on telly.
Just get me on... Okay.
Big Brother with subtitles. You could do Big Brother.
Oh, I couldn't do Big Brother.
Yeah, you could.
I couldn't.
You could sit there and veg
I'm
on the
too
sofa.
Normal to be on Big Brother.
Really?
You're not enough of a fucking freak yet.
Yeah, I'm not mental and I'm not a wannabe. I don't, because that starts soon.
No, because you already is, man.
I already is.
You're a gonna be.
I'm a gonna be, yeah. Has been. No, I'm not has been. Haven't
you
been
know has been. Yeah, exactly.
I'm a never was.
You're a donkey whore.
donkey whore. So did you have anything to add to that whole entire discussion about auto-generated
TV
stuff?
That was my little
stuff?
Monologue.
Yeah, no, I think we'll just put that down as Ash's monologue.
With a couple of interruptions.
Because to be honest, I thought it was kind of interesting at the time, but the build-up to the story, just the payoff wasn't quite
no,
there.
No, it wasn't. Just trying to think of any other sort of fuck-ups that they could do that was quite... bollocks. Fuck
you're
it.
Dying on your ass.
I have died twice. I'll come back as a vampire.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that...
No, cut.
Don't know if you guys have seen the fantastic naming convention Microsoft have come up with, because you had the, if you look at PlayStation, so Sony first launched the PlayStation, then the second one was the PlayStation 2.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went for the PlayStation 3. And you know what the new one they've announced is going to be?
PlayStation 5.
6. You're both complete fucking retards, aren't you? It's PlayStation 4. So you get the Xbox.
Isn't that amazing?
Hang on, you had the Xbox, and then you had the Xbox 360. Oh, of course, because the Xbox came out at the same time as the PlayStation 2. So you had the Xbox, then the Xbox 360, and then you got the new one, which everyone was calling the 720.
720? It's yep. Obvious.
And it's the Xbox One.
One what?
Just one.
It's the Xbox just one. The number one?
Well, the word... I've the seen word, it... I couldn't tell you if it's Xbox numeral one or... Xbox
One
O N E
W O N
no
one.
O N E
I've won one or one as in like Chinese
one
W A N one.
Oh, I thought you meant Xbox as in one. I thought you meant as in the Spanish guy Juan.
Juan?
Yeah,
Xbox One.
No, it's J-U-A-N. The Xbox One. So basically, what they've appeared to have done is just come up with a really stupid name, and they've but there was a massive outcry. Microsoft had like put out some. Confirmation if there was a fucking massive outcry when it was first announced, because this one comes with the new enhanced Kinect, which is capable of reading your heartbeat.
Like Predator?
Exactly like Predator, because it also hunts you through forests and kills you.
Oh, like why donkey would you or... want it to have your heartbeat?
It's just saying it's sensitive enough to be able to do so, as opposed
it's
to...
So can it send out a pulse and sort of knock you out and stuff? Change your heartbeat?
Yes, it's actually a shock weapon.
Excellent.
Or maybe it's so that every they can do your heartbeat, so if you die, they can charge you more. Once you're dead, before you're dead, they can take money out of your account. Quick, he's dead, quick, charge him loads, charge him loads. He will never be able to confirm it.
That's why he had the heart attack. It was actually real money rather than game credits.
Quick, use his credit card up now.
It's whether it's intelligent enough to tell the fact that your heart has stopped compared to the fact that you've left the room.
When
that's where it would get wrong.
Heat yeah, sensors. That's where a mistake.
When have heat sensors though?
If you're dead, how would the heat sensors help?
Because the temperature would disappear. Slowly go down.
Ah.
It'd watch you die in front of the telly.
And right. It'd have a little camera and it would be recording it and it'll pump it out onto YouTube and Twitter.
Yeah, he'd have his own YouTube account. Xbox.
Xbox did,
dead.
Dead.
Yeah, Xbox dead, that works.
Xbox dead. And then it's it. You just watch people die.
While trying to do their exercises in front of
the Xbox. Xbox fit.
Epic life fails.
Xbox fail.
You can actually see people dying of a heart attack induced by over, you know, it can tell that your heart's starting to struggle and it'll actually push you harder.
Yeah. And then puts this massive sort of ghoul on the screen and tries to scare the shit out of you.
Microsoft recommends a bacon and coffee break. Each 45 minutes of exercise.
I'm game. I don't care if I die. I die happy.
But the scary bit is it appeared when they first came out that it was going to be always on, because they showed that you could turn the Xbox on by saying, Xbox, turn on, and it would go... whoosh, and on it comes. Which kind of suggested that unless you set your privacy settings specifically, it will always be watching and listening to you.
It is like Predator.
No, it's more like HAL out of Space Odyssey.
HAL.
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 HAL?
Diving header from the 6-yard box. There's only one person that's going to get that reference. And I don't think he listens. It's a good thing that... You know, it's nice not to do in-jokes on these things.
Yeah, we don't do in-jokes.
No. We do pub jokes.
We just talk about all the ways.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking lame. Yeah, Xbox
I just got it! That's even lamer.
Yeah. That was very bad.
Xbox One?
Xbox One. Well...
Nintendo 6.
PlayStation 4.
4, whatever.
I got myself a new toy the other day, actually. I got a PlayStation Vita.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really quite cool.
Oh, you actually got one? I thought it was part of a joke.
Yeah, no, it's next door. I bought one. Where would the joke be?
I don't know, Will. I don't know.
Was he going to call me Adam or
that? Was he going to call you Ash again?
Is that what he's like recording with himself? He starts addressing himself by name.
How are you going to change
his voice? I'm fine, Adam. So, Adam, been up to anything interesting recently? No, Adam. I sit here in a room on my own talking to myself into a microphone. Gosh, Adam, that must be rewarding. No, Adam. My life is an empty void. Sorry, I don't know where that goes from.
Was you there?
That's next week's episode, how did you know?
He had his face planted against the window.
Fair episode. So who's going to win the battle then?
Sony.
No, I think Xbox. Because someone asks, which one's better? They're going to go, Xbox One. They'll be like, ha! Well done then. No, the Xbox One.
Right. The so Xbox One. If Manchester United score 3 and West Bromwich Albion score 1.
Fucking weak football analogy.
Well, yeah, but you're saying...
What, you reckon West Bromwich Albion will beat Man United?
I'm talking about that. I'm saying if someone says the Xbox One...
God, we could be It's Not Soccer, couldn't we? We fucking know our shit.
That's about as far as the football show goes. Trust me.
Trust me, that's enough. That's
what Rooney, isn't it?
Oh, that's Granny Horse.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I knew there's a whore in there somewhere.
Xbox One, didn't you? It won.
Xbox One, PlayStation 4. Or if you're announcing it like scores, PlayStation 4, Xbox One.
There.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
The loner pod gods on the site. Some of them are good and some of them are also good. Listen to these ones which I really rate. Unless it's that bunch of fuckers that I hate.
Hey, this is Josh Kokoris from the Two Funny Girls podcast.
Hey, that's my show. Hi, I'm Libby Marie, and I co-host the Two Funny Girls podcast.
Well, what happened to the other funny girl?
Well, actually, I don't have another funny girl currently, so if you'd like to podcast with me or just listen, you can tweet me at Two Funny Girls. I'm on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and at podgodsnetwork.com.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut. The World's End. Finally, the theatrical trailer's out.
Yep.
Excited?
Have you seen it? Yeah. I saw it a couple of hours after it came out.
Oh, you're one of those sitting there refreshing.
I saw Simon Pegg's tweet about it, and he said, look, here's
did you retweet it? Trailer.
I might have done.
You should have, because everybody retweets his stuff. We've covered this.
Yeah, that was the pizza thing, wasn't it? Yeah, that was fucking bizarre.
How bizarre.
Have you seen... Well, everyone retweeted what he had as pizza.
Yeah, but he posts a fucking photo of the pizza he's just had for lunch, and 94 people reposted it, sort of retweeted it. And you just think... What? Fair enough. People might be interested in what Simon Pegg had for his breakfast, but people don't... spread the news! He had pizza!
Did it have pepperoni on it?
I can't remember. It looked a bit like a pizza.
Will never looks at pizza long enough to know what's on it.
I look at the menu. That tells me what's on it.
Once it's in front of me,
I'm fucking doing it my way. Smother the bastard in chilli oil and inhale it.
But The World's End, the final part of the trilogy.
It does look awesome.
What's it about? Off the trailer, what's it about?
Well, going by the synopsis that's there anyway, basically you've got, five or six blokes who tried to do a pub crawl when they were in their early 20s and failed. They all go back to the town that they're from, and you've got some fairly serious people in there. You've got Martin Freeman, who played Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, you've got a Hobbit.
You've got Paddy Considine from, Dead Man's Shoes is the one he was absolutely awesome. Best in.
Awesome.
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, and you've got, the guy at League of Gentlemen, Reese Shearsmith?
He's not one of the gang, though.
Isn't he? Oh, he's in it.
Yeah, he's in it. You've got Eddie Marsden.
Eddie Marsden.
Yeah, he's been in loads of films. He's one of them people that appears in everything. But you don't really know what his name is.
He's just one of the people, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a really good good lineup. But basically, they're trying to redo the pub crawl that they failed, and it's like 12 pubs or so, and the last one is the World's End. But it's obviously, they're all a bit older now and a bit more grown up. There's a lot of proper humour in there, just sort of showing how people's lives have moved on. But then it will come to light that the village they've all headed back to is actually overrun by aliens, and all the people are possessed by aliens, and they then have to destroy them.
Ooh. A bit like Village of the Damned sort of thing, where the kids are taken over.
Along those lines.
With the eyes.
Do they get to walk along with their arms in front of them, like Shaun of the Dead, and go...
No, because that would be zombies.
No, there might be a tribute to it in there, where they try to mimic the aliens, but I seem to recall there was something...
on top of their heads.
I seem to recall there was something... Thanks, Ash, for your valuable contribution.
It's working, it's working.
There was a bit in the trailer, I think, where they were trying to mimic the aliens and didn't work, but I might just be imagining that.
No, I remember that.
No, so I'm just imagining that.
There is a scene where he jumps over the fence like they have in the final two. See, now we can see what you're doing.
Sorry, was that distracting?
It was just really, really weird.
Your eyes went really funny there, as well as your mouth.
Obviously, for listeners,
it works
there.
On a podcast. Yeah. I was masturbating.
But what I want to ask about, can you remember what you thought the original film was going to be about when you heard about it?
I thought it was going to be a post-apocalyptic Cthulhu type thing. It was going to be very... I was kind of expecting it to be going down the... Oh, what's his fucking name? Lovecraft. H.P. Lovecraft? Whatever it is. Who wrote about the cults of Cthulhu and the World's End, that kind of way. The Kraken Rising and all the Legions of the Damned type approach. But this is more about the alien invasion, so I wasn't quite in the right direction there.
Bit upset?
Yeah, to be honest. I would have loved a bit of Cthulhu and some sort of werewolfiness and sort of a real dark... Stuff like that. But you never know. Might be there one day.
Why don't you write it? Can't be bothered.
Yeah, totally.
Don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
You'll write a novel.
One day.
One of these days. You sit in your little room with a typewriter. Because you're old.
And instead of talking to yourself. Well, actually, it might be an auto.
Well, trouble is, it would need
voice recognition
to be a
one.
Yeah. No, it would need to be a typewriter, because if you put a PC in front of me, I'd be sitting there playing fucking Counter-Strike or Fallout or something.
Or porn.
Yeah, give me a dual screen, I can do both of them and still not write the book.
Every hour for a couple of minutes. On the hour.
Till I've got a knob like a wounded seahorse.
But the pub crawl thing... The pub crawl thing, 12 pubs,
mm-hmm.
12 pints.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Doddle.
Never been to a pub crawl. Oh, I've been on a pub crawl.
Mm-hmm.
But 12 pints to me doesn't sound like a lot.
Depends what you're drinking.
It's weird. The minute I say it, then I start thinking. I'm like,
depends on the strength of the beer.
I'd be fucked. Right, let's just say generic lager, which is what most people would go in a pub crawl.
4.2 to 4.5.
Let's say 4%.
4%.
It's doable, but it's all about the speed in which you're drinking as well, because you drink the pints quickly. To make it in between 12 pubs in one evening, you've got a lot of walking between pubs. You've got to be drinking the drinks pretty quickly.
If you're going to do 12 pubs, 12 pints...
The trouble with generic lager is it's gassy.
Yeah,
so you get... gassy. It's a lot harder than doing it with decent beer.
So this is like 12 pubs, 12 pints... But it's not going to be 12 hours, is it?
No.
You need to be doing a pint every 15 minutes.
Yeah. So basically you go in there, you're virtually down a pint or three or four gulps, and it's gone, and then you're moving on to the next pub to make all 12 in one night. So you're drinking a pint in 15 minutes, as he says, and then you've got 15 minutes to walk to the next pub.
See, it's interesting.
Well, that's if you're doing it over 6 hours, which is still quite a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends how close the pub is.
Because I've sat in pubs, but that's sitting in a pub, I suppose, on a long... Say from 7 o'clock till 2 in the morning.
Yeah, but you're taking half an hour to drink your drink.
Yeah, that's true. But I could probably knock her back 12 pints.
Yeah.
I'd be fucked. I would be gone.
Really?
I think I would be.
Okay.
I don't know, it's weird. I've never tried
it. Depends on the strength of the beer. Because I drink session beers. Yeah, I've sat and done 2 podcasts and gotten through 14 cans.
Yeah, so that's almost about 12 pints, I suppose.
Yeah, because the cans are slightly smaller. But,
then I've seen you at the end of it.
Well, yeah, but I still would have finished the crawl.
Well, no, you wouldn't be able to walk.
He would have crawled.
You would have literally crawled.
That's why it's called.
And it's always the air, though, isn't it? The air hits you. When the air hits you, once you've been drinking,
it's been standing up.
Messes you up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
You can be sitting there sober, you stand up, and that's it. You then get a bit wobbly. If you go outside, it gets you even wobbly. It's great.
Wobbly?
Wobbly.
Love it.
Wobbly, wobbly.
I think we should do a pub crawl. Have you done the Molson Street one?
Yeah, it used to be the Molson 11, but they've run out of pubs.
How many pubs is it now?
Well, it depends if you call them pubs, because you've got the tapas bars and the...
That wouldn't count.
You can include O'Connor's, but not really the Woolpacks.
We're a bit local now, aren't we?
Well, I'm just explaining, like, a pub crawl for us.
So, a pub crawl, yeah, so you could do it. There's a street in Chelmsford called Molson Street that's got about 11 pubs on it that you could do a crawl in, yeah. So I've done that.
And you've done it?
Yeah, I've done the Molson 11. It was,
piss.
Annoying.
Why?
Because I'm quite capable of going into a pub, getting a pint of beer, drinking it, and being ready to move on. It's the other fuckers.
Take their time, have a chat.
Yeah, that's the trouble. If you're going to do a pub crawl properly, you need discipline. Mm. It was, Ash and I went on the Circle Line pub crawl with our mate Henry on his stag. That was military precision.
Yes.
Because all the guys we were with were ex-military.
Yes.
It was get in, drink it, move.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do if you're pub crawling.
What was the longest time you spent in a pub?
When we ate at the Wetherspoons, I'd imagine that would probably be than 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was what, 23 pubs?
I think that was 23 pubs, yeah. We didn't do... No, there was more than that.
23, 24.
Yeah. Like
you done 24 pints?
No, we did halves.
Oh, you did halves?
We did halves and shorts.
But trouble is, we Ash and I both basically metabolised as we went.
Yeah, so it was, you just get to a nice little level and you just sort of toddling off again. We actually finished it. We did all 23 or 24, however many stops there.
To be fair, yeah, we ended up back at Liverpool. And champagne, didn't we?
We ended up back at Liverpool Street in a champagne bar.
Mm. Nice.
Trying to get drunk.
Perfect.
Only place that was still fucking open.
Yes. And we left there at 1 o'clock in the morning or something to get the last train.
Mm. See, I'm just one of them people where I just think that, you know, fuck it. I'll just go to one pub, stay there, done.
So the World's End.
It looks fucking awesome.
I'm going to go see that.
When it comes out.
No, I'm going to go and see it before. I'm actually going to go to the cinema and I'm going to stage a dirty protest unless they put the film on for me.
Yeah. You're going to threaten the lives of a couple of truckers.
No, I'm just going to stage a dirty protest. I'm going to stand there shitting myself until they give in.
Just like every other Saturday.
I can imagine you bloody doing that. I shall not move.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No, cut.
It was an absolutely fucking cracking story I read a few weeks ago now, because obviously we're taking the break, but I did think this one was worthy of an honourable mention. Now, I don't normally have a lot of time for the staff who work in McDonald's. Some people don't really have a choice, but it's just the fact it's McDonald's. I hate McDonald's as a corporation. Thanks, Ash. I hate McDonald's, the corporation, but some woman, she had her SUV stolen. And I find it quite interesting that if you're working the speaker at McDonald's that you can afford an SUV, but that's kind of...
Aren't they quite cheap in the States?
Oh, they probably are, actually. Fuel is as well. But we got this, woman, basically her car gets nicked and she walks to work or hitched to work or something. She still turned up and did her shift, but shows a bit of dedication. And she gets in there and she's working the drive through and some woman drives through in her car, turns up at the drive through in the woman's stolen car. And I like the fact that she also had the presence of mind. So yes, yeah, so it's like 2 Big Macs, please. Yeah, one moment. I'm sorry. There's going to be a bit of a delay on the fries. Hello, police. Yeah. And she was still there when the police came and nicked her. I thought that was awesome.
Fucking hell.
I do love those crime stories where the burglar just really fucks themselves over.
Yeah, like when they leave their phone in the house they've gone and robbed, or they leave their wallet. or you did something really stupid where you
get stuck in the chimney trying to escape.
It's the ones, that's always a good one, but the, actually it's the ones where technology goes wrong, they don't quite understand it. So there was, you know, you can like link an iPad and an iPhone. I've never done it.
Yeah.
But I know, but you've then got the online, the cloud services. So that you, I remember there was one quite recently and it's some kids nicked someone's iPad, taken a load of photos of himself. That's automatically uploaded on the owner's cloud. So the owner's just dumped it all over the internet saying, this is the cunt that stole my iPad. Hey, look, it's a criminal.
They've done that before with people that have stolen a laptop and they've turned it on in a webcam automatically, sort of turned something on.
Yeah.
And you got a picture of them sort of staring at the computer and they're like, yeah, we know who that is. Yeah. We can find that person.
And we've got some fairly solid evidence. Yes. Hey!
So fuck it. People are idiots like that. But they're obviously, they're minor thieves. They're petty criminals.
That doesn't mean they don't
need a good picking. They're still a criminal.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying, not like...
They're minor thieves. They don't count.
No, I'm saying, but they're the ones that are going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because they're just sort of, oh, I'm going to steal this.
Yeah, the actual pros are less likely to make the schoolboy errors.
No, because they'd sell it off. They'd steal it, sell it off.
Straight away, yeah, without even turning it on.
Won't even turn it on. They're like, oh, here you go, have a laptop for 100 quid. Thank you very much, bye.
Yeah, that's your idea of professionals. I was thinking of all the bank jobs personally. Yeah. Rather than someone to get their 100 quid laptop. I'm thinking kind of like stealing the 1967 Ferraris and stuff like that, but, you know.
It's like the guys with the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that kind of thing. That's it, basically, yeah, for some reason. I just, you talk about professional thieves, I immediately think about a fucking Nicolas Cage film.
Gone in 60 seconds, is like, what's the name of the Eleanor, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah, the Shelby.
The one that he wants.
Well, no, I'm thinking the ultimate thieves are the people that actually got us to pay money to see that film.
You don't like
that? Thing is, this is the first film I ever noticed Angelina Jolie in, and I believe she was fucking hot in that.
I didn't like her, she had dirty hair.
I liked her dirty hair, it looked thoroughly grippable. And you know, when you wrap
it. It looked like it would fall into your hands if you grabbed it. It would crumble away.
Yeah, it'd just be all slimy and greasy.
Matted and chalky and...
It's just such grip onto.
Her hair looks like...
thanks for the movement.
On the podcast.
Angelina Jolie's hair in Gone in 6 Seconds is like white dog poop.
Is it? Well, it doesn't... You don't see it these days.
You don't see it.
And it just vaporises when you step on it.
You wouldn't want to touch it.
Fair enough.
Chalky white dog poo.
Okay.
So now I've got an image in my head now.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there. Can you imagine that? Yeah, she's just sitting there with a big white dog poo on it.
White dog poo head.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes me happy.
What? No, cut. Go, go, go. So during the break, Ash and I...
I did that.
Well, I thought you did it because you're a dick.
Go, go, go. I just wanted to start singing.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, no, the reason you did it, Barker, is because you're clearly a complete tosser. There is no other rational explanation.
What happened now? Let's all get over it, alright?
He has gone a little bit red as well.
We're all grown ups here. It's fine. It's going. Carry on, William.
Ooh. Ash and I went to France.
Yes, we know. You said it at the beginning.
Yes. When?
The start of the episode.
Did I?
Did you?
I didn't mention it, actually.
No, you were killing truckers.
No, maybe. No, I was murdering truckers.
Oh, right. In France?
No, I didn't mention France.
Okay. Maybe it's because I wrote down earlier France trip. So I'm assuming that you said...
Oh, Adam, were you not listening to what Ash and I had to say?
Carry on. France.
Yes, we went there. We did lots of fascinating things. So it was me and the wife and the little and Ash and then our mates Amy and Henry, and we went over to Normandy, staying on old farmhouse. It was lovely. We did, we had a respectful jaunt around the D-Day landing sites. Normandy, looked at the German gun emplacements and did discuss getting the Nerf guns out of the boot of the car. We didn't in the end.
A bit too disrespectful.
Yeah, would have been fucking fun playing Storm the emplacement
though. A few beers maybe.
that would make it perfectly acceptable.
But you're drunk. All French people are drunk.
It's
anyway.
All right, we're drunk and we're English. That gives us license to do anything we want. Pedro.
Pedro!
fucking froggies.
Every time like you say
Oi,
that.
Pedro!
Now, but all I'm now picturing is that scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail when the French person's at the top of the castle going, go away, you smell! And all that to the people down there.
Is that what they say?
Exactly what they say.
Mm, maybe not. Nothing about farting in your general direction.
Yeah, I fart in your direction, yeah.
Your mother with a hamster and your father smells of elderberries.
There you go. That's what I had in my head. John Cleese saying stuff.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for that. So, so went to Norman, while we were there, and I can't remember where the conversation came up with, we invented basically a new food type.
It actually started from when we started talking about,
I'd done the Sunday roast, didn't I?
And we used a pancake recipe for the Yorkshire pudding with a couple of slight changes, and then we got drunk.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Scene setting.
Yes. So basically, sat there, several glasses of wine flowing, but we invented a recipe. We've invented banana in the hole.
Banana in the hole.
It's a bit like toad in the hole. So for the American listeners, it's a batter pudding with sausages cooked in it. But we've gone for the dessert version. So I'm gonna be creating at some point in the near future, it's gonna be a chocolate Yorkshire pudding with bananas baked into it.
What?
That's what I said, bitch.
Sounds amazing.
It will be absolutely superb.
I think so.
We refine the recipe with a lot of talking of what you actually then want to do, and that's why it ended up with the chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate batter.
Chocolate batter. Because we were started off with getting a banana in a skin in foil and slicing it, sticking chocolate buttons in it, and putting it on the barbecue and baking it,
and then smoke the skin. Yeah, boy.
That just doesn't work.
Again, really, really you're coffee.
You're better off snorting elephant shit.
Yeah, that really cleans your sinuses.
Yeah, this was, guy we were with, he was saying, because he's ex-army, this was actually when he was on
this
the honeymoon.
This was on a safari for the honeymoon.
But he was saying the guides, and I actually believe that the guides were just playing with the foreigners. Because I reckon the best cure for a cold, best way to clear the sinuses, was to grind up elephant shit and snort it. Nice. Now, to me, that is wind up the foreigners.
But
do this.
Yeah,
they probably had some elephant shit in a separate one. Yeah, we give you the fresh stuff. It's better. We'll just snort our one. It's not as good. I don't know why I'm doing this accent.
Where are they from?
I have no idea. I really don't know. The more I talk, the more I become Eastern European.
In Africa.
It's a bit strange. I might be a little bit late.
Now we can't stop. He's stuck there forever now.
But yeah, he snorted elephant shit. I mean, seriously, why?
And then said it irritated his nose so much that he just went...
Yeah, basically, it clears the sinuses, because basically, you get elephant shit in your sinuses will do everything they can to void.
What's so special about elephant shit, though?
Nothing. This is our theory.
It can make paper.
But what's in elephant shit, which is so bad?
Chewed up plants.
Yeah. Okay. They eat corn.
It's massive.
I imagine if we snorted horse shit, or cow shit, or rabbit shit, we'd have fairly similar reactions, would be my guess. You're snorting animal feces.
If you snorted your own shit, you'd probably go blind.
Really?
I'd still rather snort my own than someone else's.
No. Not a person's.
I'm not saying
he's gonna go and do that now. I'm not saying he's gonna come back next week and there'll be a dried out turn. He'll go, oh, would you like some? Snorty, snorty.
Let me just get the mirror and the blade out.
Tony Montana from Scarface.
And if it's one of those white dried out dog looking ones, you can sell it on a Coke.
There you go. White dog poo. White dog poo cocaine. We're gonna sell that.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that makes you feel like you have a tampon stuck up your ass.
What the? No, cut!
Women drivers, eh?
Yeah, they're very, very talented.
They are, very good.
Yeah. Generally, surprisingly powerful spatial recognition and awareness.
Yeah?
Mm.
I would never make jokes about women drivers. Ever. What about you, Ash?
Yeah, I probably would. I think I've done in the past.
Who's single?
And why? let me think.
So what happened today in Chelmsford, the city of Chelmsford, the place we live?
Chelmsford City!
Don't know, I didn't leave the house.
City of Justice.
Why didn't you leave the house?
Wife had the car.
I wanted to leave the house, but I couldn't go anywhere.
Plus, I had no desire to do so. Today was a wonderful day. I had a day off. The baby was at nursery. The wife was at work. I spent the day basically on the sofa and fucking loved it.
Good.
It was play awesome. Computer?
Bit. Played some guitar. Played some computer games. I did get up, did a little bit of cooking. Made sure I kept tidy and just pottered. It was lovely. Had a bath for about an hour in the middle of the afternoon. Spent the morning just in my dressing gown. It was great.
Not a pleasant thought.
No, hey, I don't want to picture that.
Wrong mental image.
Oh.
Well, you know what? It's a dressing gown. More just a cardigan.
A cardigan that goes to go past his nipples.
That's like cardigan. That's more of a scarf.
You say scarf.
I say scarf, it's more
of a handkerchief.
Belt.
Oh, that laugh.
Strangle Wang.
Well, the Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that is shit.
Cut.
So some third rate celebrity bloke who did something funny about 10 years ago said Chelmsford shit, I hear, Adam.
Ooh. Bastard.
Yeah. Love my titty. I don't.
But yeah, got you love paid. Titty.
I love my titty. But yeah, Dom Jolly, he was a comedian.
And donkeys.
He used to do Trigger Happy TV.
Yep.
Which was like a prank show on the public. Like a hidden camera prank
candy
show.
Candy camera job, yep.
Yeah. He's pretty much doing the same again now for a show called Full Britannia.
Right.
It's a horrible name. Horrible name. And it's on ITV at like 6:30 on a Saturday evening.
Oh God.
So it's not even like dark or anything.
Well, Saturday evening ITV entertainment. Yeah. I know that. Basically, it's the new Beatles about.
Yeah, but it's awful.
Yeah.
And what he did, he came to Chelmsford, like he's gone to loads of cities around the country pulling pranks. And this one, he had fake prisoners in orange jumpsuits behind him.
Right.
Whilst he was dressed up as a prison warden. And he had them all tied up, and he would go around talking to members of the public, and behind him, as he was talking to the members of the public, the prisoners would be escaping, but the idea of the joke is to see whether the people he's talking to would say, excuse me, your prisoners are escaping. And what happened, he went and saw loads of people in Chelmsford, nobody told him that his prisoners were escaping at all when they were talking to him. Not one. In fact, two or three of them actually distracted him even more to let the prisoners escape. And even one of them actually sort of held Dom Jolly and shouted at the prisoners, go on, son! Go on, son! Get out of here! So what Dom Jolly then did was he wrote an article in his... He does a weekly column in one of the papers saying, why I'm never moving to Chelmsford because everybody there either knows somebody who's been in jail or has been in jail themselves.
Or they knew who he was.
Well, yeah, you would think that, but he really upset some people in Chelmsford. People like get really like, I love my city. Don't you dare diss Chelmsford. And apparently they got the ump of him and started having a go at him back. But who gives a shit?
I love it when people. That's the main thing. Seriously, don't really care. If Brian Blessed said Chelmsford was a shithole,
you'd cry.
I would get quite upset.
You'd cry in your cereal.
Absolutely.
You'd cry in your dressing gown.
The belt. Yeah. It wouldn't loosen it afterwards.
Well, didn't someone like Charles Dickens once come through Chelmsford and say it was the most boring place he has ever been to?
I don't know, it's probably in the museum. Someone that famous came through Chelmsford. There's got to be a picture somewhere.
Possible. I was in there on Sunday, didn't see anything.
What museum?
I've still not been.
Chelmsford Museum.
Didn't know we had a museum.
Really?
Really?
It's just up the road from you.
What, you mean the one that you do all the recordings in for
the Panic Awards?
Oh, you video stuff the Panic Awards in the gardens of the museum.
I didn't do that. I wasn't part of the Panic Awards then, alright.
Okay.
Alright, now I remember. It's there.
Yeah.
I've never been. One. I think I've been. Is this the one with the bees? It's got loads of bees there.
There are some bees.
Yeah, I'm not getting there. Fucking why? Why are you keeping bees?
What the
fuck bees?
Honey.
Don't fuck bees. Seriously.
I fucking hate bees. They can fuck off.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to reevaluate what you do in your spare time. Huh.
Cut. Thank fuck for that. It's finished. Episode 94, the Oddcast podcast, done, dusted. Never to be heard of ever again. Apart from if people go back and listen to it.
Or we do a best of Oddcast podcast at some point and decide.
This won't go in.
That won't be in it.
This won't go in. It might. Because the next one will be awful. This won't go in. But no,
with special guest podcaster, Satan! Hey!
Oh, do you reckon he Google Hangout of us? Do you reckon? Do you reckon he's got Google Hangout in?
I would have thought he'd got everything.
No, Satan's more of an Apple man, isn't he?
Really?
Yeah, we do FaceTime.
It'd be like the Chinese hacking everything.
North Koreans?
No, they don't have computers.
They do. They just don't let anyone
really, use really old ones.
Yeah.
They've got BBCs.
I wouldn't worry overly about North Korean technology.
No.
No.
So it's been the Oddcast podcast.
And it's been fascinating.
I've been Adam. You can follow me at Barker Podcast.
But don't bother.
You've been?
Will.
Follow you at?
Badger Prodder.
And?
Ash. At Confused as Fuck.
And go to notlistingcollective.blogspot.co.uk. Listen to Rita at the end. She'll tell you what to do about the podcast and enjoy it. And Podgods Network. Are we all done? Can we just finish now and go? Go home? I want to go home and get drunk.
I think we should talk about... What should we talk about?
Before you're going to start singing then.
I think we should talk about leaves.
Okay, yeah, fine. Well, you two talk about leaves.
Yeah.
And I'm going to check all the levels on it and make sure it's all working, okay?
Ash, do you prefer evergreen or deciduous?
Oh, what's this button here? Oh, no!
The Oddcast Podcast UK... The podcast nobody is listening to. Hashtag not listening.
Right, tell her where to find us.
Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rita.
Fuck off, Adam.